It's that time of the show, dear listener, where Emily Tierney from the 4CA Newsroom comes into the studio to give us a good overview, a big wrap of the week's big headlines. Emily, what have you got for us?
Hello. So this week we had the state budget, and the number one topic that came from that was the pressure put on the Cairns Hospital. So there's been a lot of coverage this week about all the concerns there, the ramping of the ambulances, the lack of beds, and people waiting for hours in ED to be seen. So we just hope with this new funding announcement that the state government will step up and start to tackle this issue, because as we know, the population of Cairns is only going to continue to grow. So we need to get on top of this now.
Absolutely right. I said in my opener to this week's show that, look, a lot of announcements and spin in budgets, as always, but will it actually make a difference, a tangible difference to things, like you said, like that ramping issue? So it's something that we need to keep the pressure on. I think it's these budgets get big announcements and big headlines
on the
week that they're released, but we need that follow through to happen. So that's a big one from this week, that's for sure. What else has been grabbing your attention in the news this week, Em?
The next big news story of the week was a trade deal between the UK and Australia. So what does this mean for us? It means that current visa holders from the UK no longer have to do the 3 months of farm work to extend their visas. So this will hit our farmers up here. So now it'll be who will fill that gap, you know, who actually wants to do that hard labour. And also the tariffs on a range of goods have been removed, including beef, barley and sugarcane. So this is going to open up the trade between the two countries.
Yeah, that worker issue, I think COVID certainly, with those borders closed, has exposed just how important those backpackers were to, like you said, some really hard work often that a lot of young Aussies don't often like to get out and do. So those backpackers really filled that gap. So you're right, that's an issue to watch as well. And finally, as we always do, something for listeners to do on the weekend in our beautiful part of the world.
So this weekend, we've got the Cooktown Discovery Weekend. It's the last weekend in the 10-day event of the Cooktown Discovery Weekend. And up there along the Endeavour River, you can enjoy local Indigenous music, cultural history, and see the event firsthand. So it's a bit of a drive, but head on up there and enjoy our beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, I had some friends who were there for some events the weekend just passed, and they absolutely loved it. They hadn't been to Cooktown for quite a while, as I haven't, in fact. So that's a great one. It's a nice drive up there. So yeah, absolutely, get out and enjoy the festivities at Cooktown. Emily Tierney from the 4CA Newsroom, thanks so much.
Thank you.